industry stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Super Bowl 58 kicks off in just over 5 hours, but fans in Las Vegas are already pre-gaming. This woman's rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I've been their fan for over 20 years, so, and we're finally here again. I'm excited. I'd really like the Chiefs to win.
CBS's Jared Hill tells us security is tight.
In the air, Customs and Border Protection helicopters equipped with powerful cameras will be keeping a close watch.
Obviously, for the smaller aircraft, we're basically doing crowd control, threat assessment.
On the ground, officers from more than 30 agencies are on patrol, scanning every vehicle that goes into the stadium.
Super Bowl airs on CBS at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. A helicopter on the way to the Super Bowl crashed near the Nevada-California border. Lauren Posen is with CBS Los Angeles.
Jackson Ude is still trying to process his longtime friend. Herbert Wigwe is gone.
You know, he's very kind, a very loving person.
Wigwe, the CEO of a Nigerian bank, his wife and son are among the six people who died in a San Bernardino County helicopter crash. The FAA says the Eurocopter EC-130 crashed near Nipton on the edge of the Mojave Desert Preserve.
The NTSB is investigating what caused it to go down. The president's age is front and center after a special counsel report addressed concerns. Mr. Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, was on CBS's Face the Nation and was asked point blank by our Margaret Brennan.
Does the president have any memory problems?
He does not.
Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley also weighed in on the age conversation on CBS.
These are people making decisions on our national security. These are people making decisions on the future of our economy. We need to know they're at the top of their game.
Congress is working right now on moving forward on a wartime aid package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Ukraine is dangerously low on supplies, including ammo and air defenses. If America doesn't assist Ukraine, Putin is all too likely to succeed, as President Zelensky repeatedly has reminded us.
Israel is planning an imminent ground invasion of Rafah, a city on Egypt's border that was supposed to be a safe haven for Palestinians. UN humanitarian coordinator James McGoldrick told the BBC.
The safe areas that were declared are no longer safe. And if these people have to move, where can they move?
But Prime Minister Netanyahu told ABC he'll push ahead.
We're not cavalier about this. This is part of our war effort to get civilians out of harm's way. It's part of Hamas's effort to keep them in harm's way.
President Biden and Netanyahu are expected to speak today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Moan.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a three-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the one-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies will gradually turn sunny today. Highs near the 40-degree mark. Light west winds of 5 to 10. In the overnight, mostly clear mid-20s. Sunshine mid-40s on Monday. More sunshine Tuesday. Cooler with upper 30s. Right now, it's 31.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM. WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're tired of one-sided conversations and mean-spirited rhetoric, it's time to listen and engage. This is The Rational Revolution, a look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. Now, here's your host, Chris Elfheim.
All right, all right. Hello, everybody. As you can tell, this is not Chris's voice. Chris is actually on vacation, so this is her favorite conservative dean taking over the reins tonight. I did promise her that this afternoon, or what are we, weekends, right, Conrad? We switched to weekends now.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturdays and Sundays, that's right. So this afternoon, I would keep it a little bit lighter and not go into any really deep discussions, because Chris is good at digging me out of a hole if I get in there. So I'm going to keep myself out of the hole in general. We're going to go a little bit lighter. We do have Mayor James Boyd with us as well to talk about this lighter topic. So, yeah. James, how are you doing?
Really good. Really excited. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
I heard you're a little tired right now.
I'm a little tired.
What's the purpose for that?
I went to Madison, had to talk to some folks there about a number of things, and some assembly members and senators, and went pretty well. So a little junket to Madison.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice little junket word there. So here's what I thought we would do. Right, because we're not going to talk about the Peruvian economy and how it impacts the state of Wisconsin or anything like that.
All right,
I prepared
for that, so I'll scratch that off.
Okay, we're going to talk about sports.
Sports, like
something,
it.
Something you and I know quite a bit about.
Like it.
Not experts again, but the reason why I want to talk about it is it does have an impact on our state. It impacts our communities. It does impact the state. It impacts our families. And both of us have been coaches in the past.
That's right.
I believe you were 30-some years as
36
a track coach.
Years, yep.
36
track and cross
years.
Country, yeah.
Yep. And a very successful track and cross country program over at DePere High School, wasn't it?
Yep. In spite of me, they were pretty good. Yes. Yeah.
How many state titles?
None of those things. None state titles.
Can we just make it up?
Top three. We were top three once. So that's pretty
okay.
good. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
We'll take that. Yeah. Number of state champions, individual events.
Really?
Yes. So that was exciting.
Excellent. And I've done about 15 years in soccer, all youth rec and some club soccer.
Yep.
But I think, who's one of your most famous athletes that you coached in basketball when you were in the middle school?
Basketball? Am I supposed to know this answer?
I believe so.
You're going to prompt me along here. Or what?
Doesn't he work for the Seattle Seahawks?
Oh, yeah. My first job teaching back in 1984, a seventh grader in my class was John Schneider, and I coached him in football and basketball. John Schneider is a general manager of the Seattle Seahawks.
And
a DePere native.
But I believe that based on your coaching, that's what took him to stardom, isn't it?
It pretty much propelled him, yes. I know he had to go to high school between and college, and then I'm sure do some stuff to work his way up in the pros, but it does come back to that foundation at Notre Dame grade school, DePere, Wisconsin. Yes, that pretty much put him over the top.
Oh.
Great guy. Still stay in touch with him.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I think one of the things, when we look at sports in our state, right? So we've got the Green Bay Packers, of course. We've got the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep.
Those are our predominant professional teams and the impacts that those teams have on our economies. How important is that to the economies in this state in terms of those positive impacts they can have economically, socially?
Yeah, we just found that out. I mean, the Brewers are asking for a little bit of money right now from the state. The Assembly and the Senate both stepped up, and so did the governor, because the Brewers pretty much said, if you don't infuse money into our stadium, we're gone, you know, within 20 years. And I think that really tells something, that they can literally, and threaten's not the right word. Right. They can portray this as a problem, and if we go, that will be detrimental to the economy of not just Milwaukee County and the surrounding counties, but to all of Wisconsin. So it's a big deal. Well, what Green Bay Packers, you know what, we're at 25 years. We had that last referendum question, which I think the same scenario. Right. The Packers leave. It's not just the local area here. It's all of Wisconsin.
Well, think about the Brewers, right? We'll use that when we started with.
Yep.
So think about the Brewers and the impact on small town Wisconsin. They're putting together these game day buses, these local establishments, bars, yep. restaurants, grills, whatever they might be, putting together these packages, these bus packages, those busing companies, those bars, those restaurants, all those people that are involved in putting those fans on a bus to the Brewers, all that goes away.
All that goes away. I mean, and look at the perimeter with the Bucks. I mean, they have that whole Buck district that's
Absolutely,
created just
yeah.
because of that. Green Bay Packers, the whole Ashwaubenon district, you know, the Holmgren area.
Right.
Look, and a new hotel goes up, the Legacy Hotel in Ashwaubenon, a high-scale hotel you'll never see in Wisconsin. We do now.
Right.
And that's because of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, and think about, so some of the money that's been pouring into development around those stadium districts like that, I mean, the Bucks area is really cool setup the way they've got down there. The Packer one they got here now is really cool. Yep. Ashwaubenon embraced it, right? So they embraced that whole the whole title town thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because of that, we've got the draft coming here.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really exciting. So that's in 25. So yep. next year, obviously, this April, we'll be in Detroit. We might be going. I might have a chance to go with the local representatives to go to Detroit to see how things work, because literally they're starting right now. Well, they started, you know, 3 months ago to prepare sure. for what's next year in April. It's sure. mind-blowing. And then the economic impact, I think per game for a Packer game, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but around $18 million mm-hmm. Of economic impact in the area surrounding what we'll call northeastern Wisconsin in addition to northeastern Wisconsin. That's a huge number.
It is.
But the economic impact just for the draft for that 1 week,
yeah.
you can triple that.
Yeah. That's outstanding. And we were talking about this the other night after a council meeting, room tax, right?
Yep.
So City of De Pere took a lot of their room tax and we committed it to the county
mm-hmm.
to help out with some projects that were really good projects.
All of our room tax.
Yeah, all of it. They're mm-hmm. really beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But now De Pere gave that up. But all that economic impact from those events like the draft and the Packer games, all those types of things have a positive impact on communities that surround that have room tax that stays with them.
Absolutely. Take it a step further. I saw Brad Toll last night at a restaurant, and Brad Toll's the director of Discover Green Bay.
Yes.
So that's what our money funnels to bring in events to this area. So at this establishment I was at, he was with a bunch of bowling people from around the country, and they're trying to get a bowling organization to use all the alleys in the Fox Cities and the Green Bay area, which will bring in tens of thousands of people next year.
Wow. I mean,
so let's take the Packers aside and just throw it over there. Bowling, you know,
yeah.
huge.
It was much bigger back in the day.
Because we're talking sports and we're right. talking generation of revenue. We're talking yeah. hotel tax and how that benefits this area. That's what it does.
Wow. So and I know right now we're kind of focused a little bit on the Green Bay market, but Milwaukee's got the same thing going on. And I'll even say this. If you look at some of the Timber Rattlers, right, or the Northwoods Baseball League, I believe it's the Wausau Woodchucks.
Yep.
All of those little sporting venues that are out there too, and the impact just those small ones have. Green Bay Rockers. I know there's a ton of these teams around there.
Yep.
Even those little things have such a huge impact on the economies that we have, but they also, I think what they do is they improve the quality of life in those areas.
Absolutely. I mean, like when Green Bay had a chance to get the baseball team, you know, near the water, which the shipyard now is going,
right.
which just sounds like a wonderful project. And I don't think it's going to be great, but they had a chance to bring in a sport team, not
right.
a professional, but you know, semi-professional, but imagine the infusion of money and people in the downtown in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Shipyards are really nice. It's going to be a great concept.
I agree.
But that itself would have brought a whole lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's hard sometimes. I know we get into it because we talked about the Brewers first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brewers want this stadium.
Yep.
Some people are pushing back and say, why do we give these big rich owners all this money? But what we don't sometimes appreciate is the impact that they have on the community.
Yeah.
I get, you know, big rich owner wants all this money for the stadium. But at the same time, without a great stadium, who wants to go to the game?
Who wants to go to a game is correct. Yeah.
People come to Green Bay Packer games. Not all the time just to see the Packers and their home team. They want to experience Lambeau Field.
They do. And then we get them here, and then they go to the train museum, or they
right.
go to the Malva Cultural Center in De Pere. Or
right.
we can just name a litany of things that bring people there. So
yeah.
it works out really well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we would be without the Green Bay Packers, at least in this area. We'll take, you know, the Brewers aside and the Bucks, but just think of that. No professional sports team, which is very possible. I mean, this whole metro area is, I don't know, 250,000. Mm-hmm. It's unthinkable, unheard of nowadays for a team to be relocated to a spot like that.
They would, nobody would ever come.
Why would you?
No.
Yeah.
So if we think about this, it's amazing that our governor and our legislature actually all got on board with this, because typically there's a big fight that goes on with it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because the Bucks went through it. Remember when the Bucks were trying to build the new stadium, Pfizer Forum? That was pulling teeth down there.
Yep. Yeah, and this is one time where they came together, both sides, and said, we have to have this. It can't go away.
Yeah.
And that was good to see. It was very good to see.
But look at now. So the vision that they had to build that new stadium, look at what that Deer District looks like now.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's the benefit of it. And how do you not want that for your community at some point? And I get there's money that goes in, but there's creative ways to make that happen. But how do you not want that for the future?
I'm pretty surprised, though, the Brewers have yet to embark on a district. You know, we have the Deer District, we have the Titletown District. The Packers were second, I believe, after New England had the first district in the NFL. The Packers have just grown that by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
No one's even close.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about that, too, is when you look at the Brewer Stadium where it's located, I think the location hurts it for a district.
Could be.
I think if they had the old county stadium, I think maybe you had an opportunity for that.
Yeah, or if they're closer to Pottawatomie, that would have helped. They're not that far away, though.
They're not that far away.
They can stretch it.
No.
They can stretch it.
But it's more of an industrial area, right? Wouldn't you say?
It is. But I don't know I'm not sure you've been there in the last year or so. It's changing a little bit. Yeah. So you can definitely see that they're pushing out. So maybe it's something they're thinking of. I think taxpayers will probably say, maybe you should. I mean, we've infused money. We'll get payback. The state will get payback on that. But they'll get a lot more payback if you have more amenities around that area.
Well, and if you look, just come across the highway, there's that whole stretch of bars and things that are there.
Yep.
That could be a district, but it's, there's that separation of the interstate right through the middle of it.
Yep, that's
so
right.
I think it's going to be a struggle for them, but I do like the concept of the districts. I think what Green Bay did here with the Titletown District, I think is a smart move.
Yep, absolutely. Very smart, and is paying huge dividends.
I mean, we now have businesses, corporations headquartering around that. We have condos there. We have townhomes there. We have the entertainment side of it. It's all in this little package, and then all the private business that happened on the other side of the stadium, that's been great as well. It's made an impact because we built the new Expo Center.
Yep.
That was a big part of how that district has grown. So it's amazing stuff that happens when we put these things in place. So these pro teams have a big, big impact on our communities.
Yep, they sure do.
It's a matter of balancing that, right?
That's right.
So, all right. So pro teams, college teams, local semi-pro teams, all of these have a huge impact on our communities.
That is correct.
What else do you want to say about that?
What should I say about that? I don't know.
I love it. Because it's, for me, the beauty of it is it really, you know, it's one of those things that when you have them there, it's that sense of pride. It's the economic impact. It's the social side of it. It's something that gives people something to do. I think the quality of life really grows and improves with that, and it gives opportunity.
Yes, sense of belonging.
Yeah, I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she said she used to work at the Applebee's at the Brewer Stadium.
Sure.
$500 a game tips.
$500 a game. Wow.
In tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus whatever she was making there. So
that's awesome.
It was awesome. So, hey, we're coming up to our first break here.
Great.
And I've got Mayor James Boyd. We're talking lighter tonight. We're talking sports. We're talking the impact to our economy on our local professional teams. We'll talk about college teams. We'll break it down, get into the high school side of it. And as James had mentioned, you know, he propelled general manager John Schneider's career
over at the Seattle right
Seahawks.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. You say you got a real solution.
Well, you know. News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
We know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some, and we'd hate for you to forget. So WRJN and Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine area are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Stop by Rasmussen Diamonds by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use anytime in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a 1-pound box of chocolates in a heart heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theaters is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket you can use at Marcus locations for a year. Dinner provided by Saz's Statehouse in Tulsa, and of course, a gift certificate from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmussen Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years, so it's only natural that they present this fun Valentine's Day giveaway. All you need to do is stop into Rasmussen Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue to enter by Monday, February 12th. Good luck from Rasmussen Diamonds and WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allbo
Show. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Revolution. I'm your guest host tonight, Dean Rash, with my guest, James Boyd, mayor of De Pere.
Happy to be here.
And we are talking sports because it's something that we can understand really well.
Yep. The other stuff is very confusing. This there's no clutter.
So no SB691?
Nope, nothing whatsoever. It's out of my mind right now.
Yep. Did you want to give an update on 691?
I can. So last week we talked about something called SB 691, the Urban Towns Bill, which would be detrimental to villages and cities. We had a lengthy conversation. I can report back right now that it's pretty much dead. So it's had a public hearing, and it's gone to committee, and it's just going nowhere. So it's not.
That's good to hear.
And it was because of what we did last week
with
this broadcast.
So. Yeah, this,
so tell Chris that carried a lot of weight in Madison. So they referenced that as well.
I believe you 100%.
Yeah.
Your face doesn't look truthful, but I believe your voice. All right. So, and that's it could have been.
You never know. All I know is this. It was a full court press by the villages and cities around the state doing things like this, talking to people, passing resolutions. You know, I went to Madison twice. It's stuff like that that really helps a lot.
Yeah. So I think one of the key takeaways for that is it's involvement.
Yeah, absolutely.
People have to speak up and get involved.
Yep.
And as you mentioned, a full court press. So one of the things that impacts...
Ooh, segue.
Yeah, I like this. One of the things that is impacting Green Bay a little bit, our D1 basketball team.
Yeah.
So now we have this NIL or NIL, however you want to pronounce that. So we've got all this money that's in professional sports. For years, we've had all these D1 athletes that have said, I deserve to get paid because these colleges are making buku bucks off of me, right? And now we have the... name, image, likeness, NIL, NIL, however people want to pronounce it,
yep.
That comes into play. Now, this is an interesting one. I don't know if I can say the name of the restaurant, but there is a restaurant in town that actually has a NIL contract with one of the players at UWGB because he grew up in Northern Michigan.
It was in the paper. You can say it.
Can I?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So, I can't remember the athlete's name.
Frank Wonders.
There you go. I knew you'd know that, has a contract with Riverside Pizza, which, by the way, is awesome pizza. Yep. I was introduced to it at about the age of 13.
Yep.
Because my stepmother is from Northern Michigan, the UP, Caspian area.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so I've had Riverside Pizza for a long time. So I took my wife there not too long ago, and that's when I found out about this kid having a little NIL contract with them to promote Riverside Pizza, which is really cool.
They must have his picture there or something, a full blow-up number or something. I mean, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. He does some ads for him and things like that. You know, he's not, you know, Braylon Allen or anything like that.
No.
Big dollar stuff, but it's a fun thing, right?
Yeah,
you can say you got a NIL contract.
Absolutely. Well, then Green Bay, UWGB, now they're obviously their Division I and they're participating in this, but the NIL is good for the larger programs, the smaller programs, to try to scrounge up money to get these people to stay. That's pretty hard to do.
That's going
to
be hard.
Like, you know, and this is public record as well. I mean, last year, I don't think they were paying any more than probably $5,000 per, you know, per Division I athlete, at least in the basketball program.
Sure.
So they had a pile of money, split it up. And then obviously it's the restaurants or whoever that's sponsoring that person that does it.
Right.
So technically it's not from the university.
Right.
But I hope these smaller universities and their programs survive, but it's going to be difficult.
But to your point, too, I think what's going to happen there is it's going to be community involvement.
It is, and that's what you're saying. That's a great point, because that's what you're seeing right now. So what GB did was they went to community leaders, business leaders, a couple of them, and said, hey, we need this infusion of money. We need NIL to survive, and we need these kids to get X amount of dollars. They're not going to come. And that happened. It really did. They opened up their doors, and they went to the businesses, and they've stepped up in a big way.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like a lot, but again, we talk about pro teams. That's the big guy in the room, right?
Yep.
But we talk about these college teams. that's important for those programs to exist too, because there's a lot of economic impact and value and pride that goes with those programs. Yep. UWGB today, the program is actually doing really well with the new coach. Mm-hmm. He's really turned that around. But we go back to the 80s when you had Tony Bennett playing there. I mean, they were taking trips to the tournament.
They were. I used to go to those games. I went to the games in the 70s. I was there when they were Division II and transferred over to Division I.
Yeah, when they played at the arena.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When they had 4,000 or 5,000 people there. And it's really exciting. So the turnaround happens for a wide. It's a whole new batch of players.
Right.
It's NIL. So you get the new coach and you drag people in, et cetera. And it worked.
Right.
But I went to the Resch last week, and it's not full,
right,
but it definitely is much better, much, much better than it was the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Not even close. But NIL, the money is what's getting these kids to come here.
Sure.
I'm not sure if it's good or bad. The irony is,
it's too early to know that yet.
The irony is they're winning right now and they may lose some of them,
right,
because obviously they're pretty good players and someone bigger else is going to see them, bigger money someplace else. Yeah.
And I think
it's
too early to tell the full impact on it, but I will say from a state side of it, I really started getting into last year, women's volleyball down at Madison.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. They are incredible. And I believe there are some.
And they're benefiting from NIL.
And they're benefiting from the NIL. But I mean, though, I have never really watched volleyball, you know, except from, you know, the Olympics, right? I started watching consistently the women, and I watched them this year as they got into the tournament. Talk about amazing athletes.
Yeah.
These are world-class athletes and they deserve some of the dollars that they get.
Yep.
I joke with my wife. I said, I want a jersey.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, they're that good. And just the pride you get out of that, again, the impact those things have on the community economically, that stadium is rocking every week, every time they're playing a game, right? Full to the brim.
The old field house.
Yeah.
It's theirs. It's converted completely for volleyball.
Just for volleyball.
Yeah.
I mean, they were able to take a building and repurpose it just for that purpose, and they're filling it up and they're winning. And the crowds are full. I mean, it's just an amazing impact.
Yeah. Yeah. And Madison has no problem with that. And they get that. And that's a great story. And we want to replicate that here.
Yeah.
You know, basketball has that right now, but hopefully for the rest, they can do it as well.
And girls basketball or women's basketball here.
Women's
do the same
basketball
thing.
Doing really well. Kevin Morseth going for 500, I think, tonight, wins for UWGB.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was there for a while. He went to Michigan, came back. So, but 500, I think, is tonight. He should get it.
Yeah. Who will they play tonight?
I don't know that. That's a great question. I know the men right now are playing Robert Morris tonight.
Okay.
So they're 8-3 in the conference. Yep. So they're in first place, tied for first place. So that's exciting.
Yeah. And that's crazy. Robert Morris, that college down in Chicago.
Robert.
It's just like a big, tall skyscraper or something.
Robert,
off the loop.
Robert Morris, I think, is.
Isn't it?
I think it's out east.
Oh, well, see, I don't pay attention. Is it out east? Okay. I don't know.
I think it's out east. I think so.
There's another Morris College, University.
I believe you 100%. Yep.
Well, I could be wrong. See, again, we're not experts in the things we talk about here. We're just,
just spitballing here. We're pretty close, but we'll check that out, though.
Yeah. And I think, so going back to the impact, the pride and the impact, that type of stuff, I mean, Marquette University, UW-Milwaukee, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, all those schools have that big following, all those impacts on our communities that they make. So it's not necessarily about just taking from, they're giving back.
Absolutely.
I mean, it sounds like they're taking sometimes, but it really gives back to the community.
Yeah. So we talk college, we can talk high school when we come back because there's an economic impact there as well too.
Ooh, I never thought about that one.
Well, I did, and I am.
Okay. So you've been there, right? Uh-huh. From the high school side of it. But I think that the beauty of this is how we build our communities around these sports.
Yep.
To make sure that we've got really solid community events, sports, whatever it is, impact, so people can be proud of where they come from.
Pride. Yeah.
West Shapiro football, right?
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff. So yep. I think it's a beautiful thing. So I've got a little bit of music popping in my ear here. So that means Conrad is going to wrap up the segment for us in a second. So we are talking sports, the impact on our state and our local communities, and the value of having really strong programs or having sports in our communities and what that does for us. So we'll be back after the break. You are listening to The Rational Revolution with your guest host, Dean Rash, and my guest tonight, Mayor James Boyd.
When you think about it, talk radio is its
own time of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Just a few more hours to go until kickoff for Super Bowl 58. This 49ers fan is excited and hopeful.
Niner fans are very loyal. We're very proud to be Niner fans, right? We've been wanting this sixth ring for a long time, and it's coming.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Nikki Haley responded to former President Trump's comments about her husband being away.
It's insulting to military members. It's insulting to military families.
Her husband's with the South Carolina National Guard and is on deployment in Africa right now. After what many say is a damaging special counsel report which targets presidents' age and memory, will he drop out of the race? Democratic Senator Chris Coons told ABC.
Donald Trump is again going to be the candidate of the Republican Party. Joe Biden is the one Democrat who has beaten him, who can beat him, and who will beat him.
The report was on the mishandling of classified documents. It did not recommend any criminal charges. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Marquette gets a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 7th ranked Marquette defeated St. John's 86-75. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Happy National Marquette Day, everybody. That was a terrific second half effort by our entire group. I thought St. John's came in here with great desperation. Anytime you beat a team by one the last time and they have a shot at the buzzer to win it, they're going to feel some kind of way about that.
The Golden Eagles have now won 7 in a row. The number 11th ranked Badgers suffering a stunning loss at Rutgers, 78-56. 22 points, the biggest win over a ranked team in Rutgers basketball history. Wisconsin has now lost 4 in a row. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where Jordan Love did some interviews, and I asked him about the slump the Packers went through.
Yeah, it was a tough stretch we had. We went on a 4-game losing streak, but I'm proud of everybody for being able to turn around.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. From Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies will gradually turn sunny today. Highs near the 40-degree mark. Light west winds of 5 to 10. In the overnight, mostly clear, mid-20s. Sunshine mid-40s on Monday. More sunshine Tuesday. Cooler with upper 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. And tonight, we are talking sports and the impact on our communities with sports. Like I said earlier, we are going a little bit lighter on this show this weekend. Chris is out of town. She has entrusted me with the microphone and told me to behave.
You're doing well.
Am I?
Oh, absolutely.
Conrad, am I doing okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we'll have to tell Chris
He's actually a better judge than I am, so I'm sure he's heard you for quite some time. So if you got that review, that's pretty good.
Well, there was a show, I believe, Conrad, might have been one of your first ones, where Chris actually sent a text and told me that I was going to be in trouble when she saw me next.
I can't imagine that. Actually, I can imagine that. Who am I kidding? Yes,
yeah, you've been in trouble with me for a long time in city council.
She's
so
pretty much spot on that one.
Yeah, so we've been talking about sports. We've talked about our professional teams in our state and the impact that they can have. We've talked about our college teams and some of the economy that goes around that, especially when we're getting into smaller Division I schools where they're using some of that NIL money, right,
mm-hmm.
that influence to bring players in and create strong programs. I know it's kind of funny, and Butler University, right, in Indiana someplace.
Yep,
right.
You're right, Indiana.
Watching them in the Big East, it just blows my mind that they used to be in the same Horizon League with the Phoenix years ago, and yep. they just were able to create such a strong program, and what that can do to that university and that community and that state, even in that sense. And they're still a strong program.
They still are a strong program. Yeah, it is quite remarkable. But get back to NIL. I think it'll probably come back and bite them, the NCAA, as they keep moving forward. A good example is Toledo. A DePere grad, Todd Kowalczyk, who used to be at Green Bay and be yep. the head coach, is at Toledo. And he shared a story that I think he lost a player last year, and I can't remember. I think he went to Baylor. Anyways, let's just say, and this may not be far off, Toledo can offer $100,000 NIL opportunities per athlete, which for that school, they should be able to, I would think, because GB's at about 15 right now and they want to go higher.
Yep.
But he lost a player to go to Baylor that I think was offered $500,000 to $1 million.
Holy smokes.
I think there's going to be a point where the smaller schools, the Green Bays and the Toledos and stuff, just won't be able to keep up. And I saw Rick Pitino said something, there's going to have to be a salary cap. There's going to have to be something put in place, because it's going to be, the big ones are going to eat up the smaller ones.
So that kind of goes back to a little bit of Major League Baseball, right? Because that's, think of George Steinbrenner.
Yeah.
I mean, he bought championships.
Bought championships, and they put the salary cap in.
Because he just had the money.
In.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their salary cap, I don't understand it very well, but it's not, I don't believe it's a really true salary cap. But I know there's a baseball guru out there that can tell me I'm wrong. I know it's something to make it more even.
It's something, but you can also just pay a penalty if you go above it. So
is that what it was?
Yeah.
Unlike the NFL.
NFL, I think, is a pretty good one.
Right.
Yeah.
And NBA salary cap?
I'm not sure. I'm seeing these salaries, and I got to figure no, but
yeah.
they must.
Well, somebody
and if
can.
And if they do, no one's really dominating, so it's not really affecting it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I think if we're talking about the NBA really quickly, what in the world is going on with the Bucks coaching situation?
Yeah, I mean, the new guy comes in, Doc Rivers, and he loses 4-5.
Yeah.
So that's not much good. They're playing Minnesota tonight. Hopefully they turn it around.
I mean, I know we're not sports aficionados. We are, but we're not experts.
We are.
But we're not experts, but I mean, come on. I don't even understand the firing from last year. You got all this talent there, and this to me is one of the, from like a business standpoint, a community standpoint, without strong leaders, you get chaos.
Yeah.
So right now the Bucks are in the middle of chaos because they have talent. They have a ton of talent.
Well, take it a step further. I mean, county money, state money was infused into the Deer District and to build, you know, keep the stadium there and stuff like that, and in the arena. And there are people saying right now, you're paying three head coaches. That's what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
And clearly it should have an impact. You know, we're paying for this.
Right.
So let's get it right.
Yeah,
hopefully they will. So I'm assuming they'll keep Doc Rivers till the end. But if not, they're going to be paying four head coaches. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
That's a pile of cash.
So do we need to do like the young man did here in the area and apply to be the GM for
the
Bucks?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, they should. Yeah, they really should. I think the only pure sport we have left right now is, you know, if you're looking at it, would be high school.
Yeah, I agree. And even there's been talk, you know, some schools, because there might be parochial or private.
Sure.
You know, they can offer some things to pull athletes over there to make a program.
Unlimited boundaries, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Yes.
And I don't know that that's as great of an issue as we think it is. I just think some of the schools just have programs that are solid and they've had great coaching. You look at Kimberly for years with their football with was it Coach Jones?
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing run that they had there. And that was all the talent of that leadership in that program and getting those kids excited about it, getting them started early. Fast Fast Break basketball, another prime example. DePierre's turned out some really good basketball teams, girls and boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's attributed to getting the kids started early in the programs.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And then it's fun. It's clean. It's something that communities take pride in, you know, so you can go to Hudson and this is what the people grab onto.
Right.
You know,
right.
We talk about having D1 basketball in this area and the sports teams, but in other parts of the state that they don't have that.
No.
The high school is there.
But they fill those gyms.
Oh, it's incredible.
You get into some of those smaller, you know, my parents grew up in Bowler and Gresham. And as a kid, spending a lot of time over there with, you know, aunts and uncles that played sports and things like, you go into those gyms, they are packed. They're standing room only in communities of 400 or 500. That's pride.
Yeah, when I started coaching in the 80s, DePierre was in the Old Bay Conference, which West DePierre still is in, I think, right?
Correct.
Yeah, we traveled to Clintonville and Ocano Falls, small communities, but,
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
One dribble up, it's good, and a foul. Step back, three is good. And Wisconsin pulls off the upset on senior day, 78-70 over 12th-ranked Michigan.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, today the Wisconsin Badgers host the Penn State Lady Lions in Wisconsin's annual Play for K Pink game. Good afternoon and welcome to our broadcast on the Badger Sports Network, along with our producer Mike Henderson, Reid Magnum filling in for John Adias. Play for K Pink game, a very important game that's played across the country, uniting in the fight against all cancers affecting women in honor of the legendary coach Kay Yao. Teams from across the country host this game. Today is Wisconsin's game to host it. The Badgers come in with an overall record of 10-11 and 3-8 in the Big Ten Conference. They've lost their last two a week ago. They fell to Northwestern in a game where they dealt with some injuries. We're going to talk with the Badgers head coach Marissa Mosley coming up in just a few minutes and see what the status of some of those key players are. On the other side for Penn State, they're having their best season in 10 years. They're also on a two-game losing streak, though. On Thursday, they took on Iowa in Iowa, and they lost 111-93. Now, you don't lose many games you score 93 points in, but Iowa and Caitlin Clark, they can put up points in their own right. Penn State attempted 40 three-pointers in the game, most in program history. They put a lot into that game physically and emotionally. We'll see how they bounce back just a few days later. For the Badgers, we're also on double-double watch here. Sarah Williams for Wisconsin, outstanding sophomore. She has 8 straight double-doubles, which has her tied with Teresa Huff for the program record with most consecutive. If she can get double digits in points and you expect rebounds today, that'll be 9 straight, and that will put her as the most consecutive double-doubles all-time in program history. Interestingly enough, Teresa Huff, who's got her jersey up in the rafter just to our left, she set that record originally 41 years ago today, February 11th, 41 years ago, 1983. So Sarah Williams could break that today. We'll talk with the Badgers head coach Marissa Mosley about that too. We'll also get a scout of Penn State with assistant coach Jamie Glusing. We'll look at the Badger notebook and take our spin around the Big Ten. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy. T-U-Y.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Now we get to visit with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Coach, your team got bit by the injury bug a little bit against Northwestern. What are the status of some of those key players today?
Happy to say that everybody is fully cleared to be back. It felt like almost a little bit of a daze there when that happened, like ding, 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 ding. But, you know, I think the bye week came at a crucial time that we were able to really take the time to get everyone back healthy. So hopefully we come out with a little bit more freshness.
So everybody talks about Sarah Williams, of course, the double-doubles, ties that could break it today. But basketball, you want to get yours, but you also got to let the game come to you. So when you have a chance to break a record that stood for 41 years, how do you want her to approach that?
Well, I haven't even talked to her about it. To me, you know, if she's going to break it, she's going to break it. And I think that's for any record. You know, if you concentrate on that, then I think your focus is, you know, kind of ill-directed. And I think for Sarah, why she's been able to get to this point is because she's just been playing, and it's not about just trying to get those numbers. And so if she breaks it today, that'll be awesome for her. If she doesn't, I don't know that it's in the measure of the type of player she is. So not too much focus on my part for it.
We in the media have to, so I'm going to ask you one more of this style question. Defensive player of the year, she gets on the watch list, one of 15 players, first ever Badger to do that. We saw the offensive gift when she came as a freshman. Defense takes physicality, maturation, understanding the systems. How much has she impressed you with getting now some national attention here on the defensive end?
Yeah, I'm incredibly proud of her. I mean, I think, you know, obviously to be the first one to do that, but more so it's her ability to play defense without fouling as much. Knock on wood that continues today. But I think her understanding, you know, how to keep herself on the floor, how valuable she is to our team, and, you know, she really does impact the game on that end. And so that's something that we continue to talk about, and it's kind of cool for her to then get that recognition.
Again, we're talking with Marissa Mosley, Badgers head coach. Final one for you, Coach. Last year when we talked before the Play for K game, you talked about the importance of fighting cancer, but also making sure younger players knew who Kay Yao was. I think about getting Teresa Huff's jersey retired, the 50 years, what you put a focus on that. In a world where sometimes young people don't appreciate tradition, you make sure your players understand it. I know it's one of your principles, the legacy thing. For listeners who haven't heard this before, why is that something you bring up with your players on a consistent basis?
Well, I think that, you know, we had our alumni weekend, our last home game, and, you know, we had about 40 alums come back, and we had them in the locker room. And to me, that just speaks, one, volumes to all the women who came before you, and that's what I try to reinforce. Like, there are people who paved the way for you to have this beautiful locker room and this recognition with Title IX and being able to play on a national stage and in arenas like this. And so, you know, I think some of them even were like, you guys don't play in the field house. Like, they hadn't been back in that long. And so I think that it's really important. If you don't know your history, you're destined to repeat it. And I don't ever want us as women to ever take a step back. And so I think our kids have to know where we came from.
That's head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. The Scout of Penn State is coming up next. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular or known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on AM 1400 and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Time now to get the scout of the Lady Lions with assistant coach Jamie Glusing. Coach, they put up a whole bunch of threes against Iowa. That was a program record. This is a team offensively. They throw a lot at you. What's most impressive when you watch Penn State offensively?
Like you said, I think they can just score in a variety of ways. Like, their defense really is what fuels their offense, I believe. But the fact that they make you come all the way out to the perimeter, but then they also have really good drivers. So just a variety of different ways that they can score.
Defensively, do they press at all? I don't think they've shown zone. What do you see when you watch them defensively?
Yeah, you're correct with that. They haven't shown much or if at all any zone. They'll just play that out of bounds. They'll play 2-3. Then it goes right into a man, but it's an aggressive man. But they will press, and we do expect the press early on. So hopefully we just take our time, you know, use some pass fakes, use their aggressiveness against them, and then that way it won't speed us up. And then once we break the press a few times, then they'll kind of lay off of it. So that's our goal.
So when you talk about slowing it down, I mean, your team likes to move it in transition. They really like to move it in transition, but I don't sense you want a track meet. So what's the approach today?
Absolutely. We've been talking about making it a half-court game as much as we can, and that really does start with our offense and just taking care of the ball. The more we can take care of the ball, get good shots on goal, then we'll have a chance to get back, get our defense set. Now, if we want to just try to play with them and play fast, I agree with you, it's going to be a tough track meet for the whole 40 minutes.
That's assistant coach Jamie Glusing. Coming up next, we'll look at the Badger Notebook. Wisconsin and Penn State, you're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some, and we'd hate for you to forget. So WRJN and Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine area are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Stop by Rasmussen Diamonds by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use anytime in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a one-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theaters is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket you can use at Marcus locations for a year. Dinner provided by Saz's Statehouse in Tosa, and of course, a gift certificate from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmussen Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years, so it's only natural that they present this fun Valentine's Day giveaway. All you need to do is stop into Rasmussen Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue to enter by Monday, February 12th. Good luck from Rasmussen Diamonds and WRJ.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Time now for the Badger Notebook, and a lot of talk about Sarah Williams, as we talked about with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. So Sarah Williams, 8 straight double-doubles, had 11 points and 11 rebounds in the last game against Northwestern. So she currently sits tied for the program record for consecutive double-doubles with Teresa Huff with 8. If she gets double digits in points, rebounds, or, you know, any statistical category, but those are the two you expect, she will set the all-time program record for consecutive double-doubles in games. So we always pay attention to Sarah Williams' stats. We'll be doing that even a little bit extra here today. Otherwise, for the Badgers, you know, for them, they're going to need some point production today against Penn State, and they're going to need it from other places. Penn State, a very deep bench. They rotate a lot of players in, and one of the players that we look for today, I would say Wisconsin freshman Deanna Ximenes. She's 5th among Big Ten freshmen for points per game, averaging 8.1. Wisconsin will need production today in scoring, and so Deanna Ximenes is a player you could look at who's having herself a good freshman season and hope that she's able to add some additional production today for the Badgers. The other thing you need to do against a very good Penn State scoring team, you need to take advantage of second and third chances offensively. And Wisconsin, over the last 3 games, they have won the offensive rebounding battle 42-30. We'll see if Wisconsin can continue that trend today and hopefully give themselves some second and third chances when it comes to the offensive rebounding game. That's a look at the Badger Notebook. When we come back, we'll take our spin around the Big Ten. Wisconsin hosting Penn State today at the Kohl Center. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated?
For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.